That's the sound of DIY Harvey Recovery in Fulton, Texas, a town of 1,300 located about half an hour northeast of Corpus Christi. Residents here aren't waiting around for aid. They've been picking up their power tools and getting to work, including Mayor Jimmy Kendrick.
Hey there, Mayor Kendrick.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, sir.
I see you doing some work out here. Is this you?
We're trying to build a fence back. Let's take a look.
Kendrick says Hurricane Harvey gave his home a wallop. Not many in Fulton were spared.
Rockport, Fulton. Well, the eye hit right where you're standing right in the eye. This is where the eye came aboard.
There's a new raised concrete slab where the garage used to be. The structure will be coming soon. Lumber, tools, and other equipment are scattered around Kendrick's yard. He says his roof leaks and only the front of his house has electricity.
I live in this half of the house right here where my living room is, my wife, and that's where we live because that's where the air conditioner's at.
Kendrick says taking the rebuilding into their own hands isn't just necessary. It has therapeutic mental health benefits.
What you hear right now is people trying to get out of that depression stage, that frustration stage, that down stage, and get in something positive. Once you're using your hands or you're building something, you're seeing something improve, then you're making it better for yourself.
Recently, Kendrick and other Coastal Bend officials testified at a hearing before state lawmakers.
Our community's hurting. It's hurting bad.
He told the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Disaster, Impact, and Recovery that the stress of dealing with Harvey's destruction is getting to be too much.
Folks, I didn't sleep last night from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. There's been times I sat there and thought about sticking a gun in my mouth and pulling the trigger, folks.
The mayor of nearby Port Aransas, Charles Bouillon, was there too. He told lawmakers that Port A city facilities alone suffered at least $47 million in damage.
Our public works building was completely destroyed with most of the vehicles. Our EMS and police and constable and municipal building is totally destroyed. Our library is destroyed and all of the books in it. Our marina is not usable and completely 80% destroyed.
Bouillon said to deal with future superstorms, the city will raise all their public buildings by 15 feet. He also expects the city council to require all new construction to be raised. And to protect the city, they need a seawall on the bay side of the island. None of this will be cheap.
Our city needs help. We have suffered many storms, but nothing like Hurricane Harvey. This storm has dealt us a deadly blow. As mayor, I'm reaching out to you on this panel and this state government for assistance.
Kendrick asked his community what they needed most.
Every one of them is paying my bills. Help me pay my bills. We don't have jobs. Let's start giving money to people.
There's no indication that the state of Texas plans to give out money directly to Hurricane Harvey victims. But one organization is.
It's definitely going to help you out. You know, $400 doesn't seem like a lot. For you, it's going to help you out a lot.
On Saturday, the Taiwan-based humanitarian organization, the Zuchi Foundation, set up rows of tables and chairs in the Fulton Fire Department. Residents showed up and received free debit cards.
They cannot be used to buy the tobacco or alcohol.
Chai Yao is a spokesperson for Zuchi. He said the amounts on the card vary depending on family size and the need. The Buddhist Foundation is also providing emergency relief to victims of Mexico City's earthquake, Hurricane Irma in Florida, and the California wildfires.
We don't ask anything for return.
But Chai Yao said they want to spread the word of love, stewardship of the planet, and vegetarianism.
Did not know anything about these people, and now we've got to be real close friends.
Rockport Police Commander Jerry Lowring says the arrival of the Zuchi Foundation was a welcome surprise and means many people in Aransas County will be able to have a traditional Thanksgiving.
Having turkey. I shouldn't say that in front of my guys over there. We're having a vegetarian turkey. Tofu turkey.
Real turkey or tofu turkey, the people of the Coastal Bend say despite their disaster, they have plenty to be thankful for on Thanksgiving, including for those who are helping their community recover, because after all, there are some things you just can't do yourself. In Fulton, Texas, I'm David Martin Davies for the Texas Standard.